Well, we're privileged to have Gillian and Kevin here. Anybody that was here in 1990 or so, you would remember them. They were sentenced the same as we were for a period of time here.
Not sentenced.
A wonderful sentence. It's cool. So about 8 months or so, I think, ministry here in the parish. So that was just a neat thing. So we're going to hear a little bit more about their story later on. But Gillian's going to a children's story for us today. Thank you.
Hi, would the children like to come up to the front to help me out? Good morning!
They're hiding.
Okay. How are you this morning? I've met both of you before, so that's good. Now, we are going, just before Christmas this year, we're going to go to Tanzania. Do you know what country Tanzania is in? Whereabouts is it? In Africa. Yeah. Did you come from somewhere near there? Not quite. So it's a bit warmer in Africa than it is in Antarctica, isn't it? Yeah. Did you find it cold when you moved here? I think I might find it hot when I move to Africa. What we're going to be doing there is we're going to be helping translate the Bible into different languages, some languages that haven't been written down before. And usually when we travel around, we bring Bibles with us, but courtesy of Air New Zealand and their weight restrictions, we left the Bibles in the North Island and Googled some a verse from different translations of the Bible. And I'm going to ask you girls to take these. Can you take two each and take them to two different adults who are going to read them out for us? Can you do that, please?
Yeah. You can pick on someone other than
me. You can find someone down the back who's hiding. Okay, when you're ready, when you've had a chance to read through, would you like to stand up and read that out to the congregation?
Yeah.
Are you ready there, Ross?
No, I'm not ready, but I'm going to struggle with this. But it's the first word he said, which I presume is Jesus. I'm not sure what language this is. Akamba Jew, Kamin Kwan, Petia Mardio. Maka Kapatu Bindamodu Haiti Miyatu Kawa Miti Tu Kawa Kia Neo Asenu Mando.
Catherine, you're smiling. Do you recognize that language?
Not so much, no. I've got a few things.
Catherine, that perhaps might mean something to you now you've seen
now
that
I've seen it. Do you want me to read it out?
Can you read that out for us here?
Yesu akamjibu, imeandikwa katika maandiko matakatifu, binadamu hataishi kwa mikate tu, ila kwa kila neno asemalo Mungu.
And that has meaning to you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We'll ask you for the meaning in a little while when everybody else has had a turn. Is yours? You
read? I don't know that I can read this. the best I can do is Jesus responded, Ernest de Crete, Lohom, Levigre, Padipain, Siruma, Peditot, Parol, Kisot, Dilibus de Jew.
I think you might have got a French version there. Would that be right?
It's kind of got that little note to it.
Do you understand what you've just read to us? Does anybody else understand that? No? Okay, who else has a... Yes, would you like to...
No.
What's the problem?
A big problem. No.
I can read one or two words which probably aren't right. Okay. That's O, we, Kian, Ime, Bi, Opvet, Tanishio, He, Ix, Yom, etc.
Just have a look at what you've got there. Oh, I can see your problem. That's written in a script that you just are not familiar with,
no,
isn't it?
No.
It's actually Russian.
Oh, right.
And there must be one more floating around. Oh, Margaret's got one.
But Jesus say, our Bible say, nobody that can live only on food. Got to listen to everything God say. Bow, life, to will,
and that is
pigeon,
yeah, Hawaiian pigeon actually. Yeah, so the pigeon, we can kind of get a bit of an idea of what the meaning is. Anybody game to have a guess at to what verse that is?
Man can't live alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Yep, Matthew 4:4, yeah. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so that's why we want to translate the Bible into a language that means something to the people in Tanzania. There's 130 different languages spoken there. Okay, thank you. Thanks for your help there, and thank you to the readers.
But just thinking about the spiritual gift of tongues comes to me. Useful at this point.